This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3811 for Monday, the 13th of March, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Make FIFO and Named Pipes. It is part of the series Bash Scripting. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 11 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, have you ever named a pipe? If not, this is the episode you've been waiting for.
Hey everybody, this is Klaatu on Hacker Public Radio. Today I wanted to talk about McFIFO. That is M-K-F-I-F-O. But in order to understand McFIFO, you have to understand what a FIFO is, or a F-I-F-O. It's a, let's see if I do it, man, FIFO, F-I-F-O. First in, first out, special file, commonly called a named pipe. You may have heard of a named pipe. It usually appears in a bullet list of file types on Linux or something like that, and it's always sort of buried at the bottom because a lot of people making these lists don't actually use the thing that they're listing, so they're just like, you know, there's a file and like a directory and then this named pipe, yeah, that thing, and they kind of leave it at that. And to be honest, that's where it kind of kept it, that's where it stayed for me for a long time. I didn't really understand what a named pipe was, didn't know when I could use a named pipe or why I would use it. Still, I guess, kind of don't. And I think if named pipes were taken away from me forever, I think I would survive. I don't think I would complain that much. But there are some minor conveniences that they do provide, and I guess I'll talk about some of those here. But if you have ways that you use named pipes that you rely on or that you think are really cool, I'd love to hear about it in comments because, I'm still looking for like that sort of definitive use case for a named pipe. Well, before talking about what you can do with a named pipe and how to do it, I should talk really just quickly and briefly about what a pipe is. So if you don't know what a pipe is, then for instance, on Linux or in a Unix terminal, you should be able, you could say something like echo hello world, and that returns the words hello world to your terminal. Well, one of the cool things about the terminal is that you can pipe the output of something, like in this case, the phrase hello world, you can pipe that, as it were, into another command. And so for instance, if I typed rev hello world, hit return, that doesn't work. Didn't know that didn't work. How about if I do a, none of those things work without a pipe. Okay, well, what a great way to use a pipe in an example then. So echo hello world, and then the pipe symbol, which is like that vertical bar, and then the word rev, for instance, that echoes the word hello world, the phrase hello world, but it pipe, before it gets to you, before it gets to your terminal output, it goes through this imaginary pipe, this vertical bar on your keyboard, and it gets processed by this other command, rev, which reverses whatever it gets as its input. So echo hello world sends that output through the pipe into the input of rev, and then that, the natural flow of that is to spit out output into your terminal, just like echo would have if we hadn't put a pipe in front of it. And so we get the phrase hello world, except spelt backwards, d-l-r-o-w-o-l-l-e-h. That's a very simple example, and there are lots of really cool examples of what you can do with pipes, because again, its superpower is that it intercepts the output of one command and sends it to another command. Not all commands know to look for input from a pipe, so you might have to do some special arrangement or some special syntax, often with a dash symbol, to tell that command, hey, don't look in a file for your input, look to standard in for your input. So that's something that happens, but essentially a pipe takes something from standard out and pipes it or sends it to standard in. That's what that does. So knowing that, and that's an unnamed pipe. That's just a normal everyday pipe. It has a symbol on the keyboard. It's usually, at least on the US keyboard, it's above the backslash key, or it is on the backslash key. Shift backslash gives you a pipe. All right, now that we all understand what a pipe is, what's a named pipe? Named pipe is similar, but it is a file object to your computer, but it essentially does the same thing. It takes input from one output from one place and sends it or kind of puts it into a holding pattern and then sends it to the input of something else on demand. So, for instance, you could do echo quote hello world redirect. So that's the greater than symbol or the right, was it right? Yeah, right angle bracket, the one that points to the right. And then, oh wait, we don't have a named pipe yet. We first need to make a named pipe. That's McFifo, M-K-F-I-F-O. We'll call it my pipe. Okay, so now if I do an ls in my current directory, I see that there's a special file here, or a file here, that if you do an ls dash, what is it, capital F, I just have it turned on all the time. I think it's capital F for classify. It'll show you that this file is not like the other files. It's a file name, in this case, my pipe, and then the pipe symbol at the end of it. So it's denoting that this is a special file. It is specifically, you can find out what specifically it is. You do file, my pipe. It is a FIFO, FIFO, named pipe. So if I, for instance, cat my pipe, nothing happens. In fact, it steals my prompt. I can't get out of it. So control C, control C. All right, we're back. So what can we do with this? Well, you can do an echo hello world redirect. That's the right angle bracket into my pipe. And once again, it kind of steals your prompt. It just kind of hangs there. Okay, well, that's fine. Open up another terminal window and do a cat of my pipe. Wherever my pipe happens to be. And obviously you need to know the location of that, which I was honestly sure that I did know. There it is. Okay. So cat tilde path to my pipe. I get hello world in this new terminal spit out into the output. I go back to the original terminal and I'm just back at a prompt. So I have managed to echo hello world into another terminal on my system. That shouldn't be possible. Echo hello world just sends a thing to standard output in this terminal. It shouldn't be able to appear in another terminal. And yet that's what my pipe has made possible. So that's what a named pipe does. It takes your data from standard in and holds it. And it kind of just holds it there until something comes by and opens up that release valve and gets the output at whatever location they're in. It's kind of cool, kind of fun. I mean, like I say, it is a little bit weird, a little bit spectacular to be able to dump output into a file in one location. So here's an lsblk redirect my pipe. And then again, cat path to my pipe in a different terminal. And I get the output of lsblk in this other terminal. So that's kind of a neat trick on its own. The other use case that I could think of was sort of as a replacement of temporary files. Granted, you're still making a file, but you're only making potentially one file. So for instance, let's imagine a really simple test script here. So /bin/sh, echo quote, hash tag or whatever they're called, space hello world, close quote, right angle bracket for redirection my pipe, and then the ampersand symbol so that we don't get caught in our pipe. And then let's do pandoc space --- from markdown space to --to html space --output test.html left angle bracket my pipe. Okay, so we're putting the phrase hello world prepended with a octothorpe into my pipe. So now it's in my pipe, it's in a holding pattern. We use the ampersand symbol to sort of get out of the pipe, and then we use pandoc, but we, for the input of pandoc, we are redirecting the contents of my pipe into pandoc. So if I run that script sh /test.sh and then cat test.html, I get h1 id equals hello-world, close quote, hello world, close tag. So pandoc has successfully run and converted the text hello world to a heading in HTML. But there has not been, where did that HTML come from? There was never a markdown file for Pandoc to process. Well, there was the named pipe, and it contained all that data, the one line of data, and then Pandoc was able to act on those contents. That's a simple example, and any one-off example isn't going to seem probably all that useful, but I could imagine a named pipe being a useful thing to use during a longer process. So for instance, maybe you have some parsing that you do every day or multiple times a day. Well, rather than creating a temporary file every single time that cron job kicks off, just make one named pipe and use that location as sort of your temporary data storage for the process that runs all the time anyway. That's not to say that my pipe is super intelligent. Like, if you try to do something like echo hello world redirect into my pipe, I guess we'll do an ampersand just to get our prompt back, and then do, for instance, a cat of my pipe, which normally would print hello world. So then I'll pipe that to rev. That works as expected. So now I'm going to echo hello world into my pipe again. And now I'm going to do a cat of my pipe, pipe that into rev, and then redirect the output of that back into my pipe. And now I'm trapped. I don't know where I am. Well, I'm at a prompt, but I am not able to, like, I'm not getting anything out of my pipe, or I am, but I'm getting nothing out of my pipe. So don't try to take something out of a named pipe and then put it right back into it. It doesn't work that way. I mean, you can reuse the named pipe, but you can't literally, like, cat the contents of my pipe to output, which you then pipe back into the input of my pipe. That it does not do what you would think it would do. Okay, I think that's everything I have to say about named pipes. If you have something that you do with named pipes, record an episode about it. I'd love to hear about what you're doing with them. And that's it. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.